بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, with respect to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's life, his blessed life, and being happy about it and expressing that happiness and doing that in a way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for, inshallah, this is our expectation. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows about this, he will be happy. Now, what is the best way of doing that? Let me explain to you, and I'm not telling you anything new, you know this already. The story of Isra al-Mi'raj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summoned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his presence and gave him a gift. And what was that gift? That gift was Salah. What is Salah? Salah is the permission to come into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime you want. Now, we know this beautiful story, and maybe this is not exactly the way that you've heard it, but let me tell you my way of narrating it, which is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this gift, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, I'm giving this gift to you, and this is 50 times in a day. So now if you take the 24 hours and divide it, that's roughly half an hour, every half hour. So every half hour, permission to come into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is in addition to whatever you want to do voluntarily, but this is mandatory, every half hour. Now usually the way we are told the story is that it is seems as if it was a big burden and so on and so forth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back and forth, thanks to the advice of Musa alayhi salam, and asked Allah to reduce it and so on and so forth. But the way I see it is, whether people could do it or not do it, and hardship and so on apart, the fact is that this was the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this to his Nabi alayhi salam, as is the custom when the king receives a beloved friend, a beloved guest, somebody he loves. And ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, I don't mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's person and zat in by saying these terms. We are constrained by language. Kings give gifts. So you may take something for the king as a nazrana, as a submission, but the king gives gifts. So the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu al-malik al-haq alladhi la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil kareem, the gift that Allah gave was that of Salah. And the way he gave it was that literally to say that 24 hours you can be in my presence. And this by inference was the gift also for the Ummah. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back and forth requesting Allah to reduce the number of times of Fard Salah. Now think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have reduced it from 50 to 5 in the first instance. As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes and asks him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, sure, 5 instead of 50. And that would be over. But Allah didn't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced it 5 at a time. Instead of bringing it from 50 to 5 in one shot, Allah did that in 10 different times, by 10 different repeated asking. Now, what does that tell us? Now, first of all, it tells me the importance of perseverance in dua, of continuously asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again and again, not losing hope, not stopping, again and again, persistently asking dua. The second one is, this is another way of giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, every time you ask dua, this is ibadah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the opportunity to go back into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 10 times. So that is the personal gift of his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, what was happening to the salah? Think about that. This salah was 50 salawat, and each salah had, say, one reward, for example. So that's 50 reward for 50 salah. Now from there it became, Allah did not reduce the reward itself. The reward remained 50. But then the number of salah required to gain that 50 became from 50 to 45 to 40 to 35 to 30 and so on, down to 5. Which means that actually the
the quantum of reward, the percentage of reward was increasing every time. So from being 1:1, it became 1:10. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king, once he gives, he doesn't take it back. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing that in his wisdom and in his generosity and in his grace and in his majesty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reduce the quantum and the amount of the gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and that remains. Right? It remains with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah continues to give. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is that we look for ways in which we can praise Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can, within quotes, honor him. I'm saying within quotes because Allah has already honored him and there's no way that we can honor him more than that. But to the best of our ability, we would like to do that. So we want to honor him. The best way to honor Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best way within quotes to celebrate Rabiul Awal, or rather the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, is to become serious about our salah. It is to acknowledge this gift that Allah gave us through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and to reward him and to acknowledge the gift and to say that, Ya Allah, we are so happy about this gift. And the way we show that is by performing it, by establishing this salah in our lives and in our actions. There is nothing better than, take for example, if you give a gift to somebody, many people have this expectation, if somebody gives me a shirt, the next time they see me, they would like to see me wearing that shirt. So it shows them that I'm appreciating their gift. And I wear the shirt and I say, look, this shirt looks so nice. Thank you so much for the gift. But if you give me something and you never see it, you never see me using it, then the thought comes into your mind that maybe I didn't like the gift. Maybe that gift is something that I don't really appreciate. I don't really care for that gift. Now, how do we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we honor and we are honored by his gift? By using it, by doing that. So one, we acknowledge this great generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he gave us a gift and he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way where he enhanced this gift. So every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of it reduced the number of salawat that were fard, he was actually enhancing the value of that gift. So that's one. Second thing is that we show our appreciation of that by ensuring that we pray on time and that we pray with the sufficient quality of that prayer. Fi salatihim khashi'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. These are the believers are successful and they are people who have khushu' in their salah, who have concentration, dedication, who in the salah their mind is not wandering anywhere. They are fulfilling all the requirements, the external requirements and the internal requirements of salah. This is the definition of the believer, and therefore it is something that we must think about and say that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on us, that Allah granted us this beautiful way of reaching him, and we show our appreciation of that and our thanks for that by doing it better and better. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La in shakartum lazidannakum. If you are grateful and show your gratitude, I will increase it. So therefore, the way to improve the quality of our salah is to pray and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to pray better and better, to pray in a way which is more and more pleasing to him, Jalla Jalalu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to pray in a way that pleases him, to pray in a way which will add value to us, which will give us strength, because this is the purpose of the salah. I ask Allah for this jazak, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.